70-year-old John Hussey's learning how to use computers at Superior's Aging Resource Center. He's already gone online and bought meds from Canada at 40% off what he pays here. That saves the retired school teacher $50 a month for the exact same drug.
It's cheaper in Mexico, it's cheaper in Canada, it's cheaper in Europe. Doesn't make sense. Same company, same product.
Hussey's not scared by American drug company warnings that Canadian drugs may be dangerous. 73-year-old Mary Engelbrechtson used to rely on free samples from doctors to get by. With four different meds to take, Canadian prices make it affordable. Working at the Superior Resource Center, she sees many people with greater needs.
Oh, yes, goodness. I do assessments for Meals on Wheels, and yes. They have a lot of medication.
It makes Engelbrechtson wonder how some make it. Aging Resource Center Director Brad Beckman says some aren't making it and having to go without.
It's getting to be such a crisis with the medications and the cost and what we see just at the senior population. You know, the pocketbook is getting thinner and thinner and people need their drugs, and it's a way that we can at least solve this temporary until we get a major decision through the federal government, but I don't see that happening right away. The governors are taking it upon themselves to take care of their own people.
Beckman says many are using Wisconsin's new senior care program to cut prescription costs, but that's only for people over 65 years old. He says many others still turn to Canada to get affordable medication. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.